The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now, we've got Sally Cannon, who is the owner of the Apollo Bay Bakery. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Good morning, Mitchell. Good, thank you.
Well, I believe you opened at 2 o'clock this morning, hoping that maybe people from Melbourne would leave Melbourne, I'm guessing, at midnight and come down. Did anyone actually come down from Melbourne?
No, not that early. I thought there'd be like the whole of Melbourne would be in their cars and their driveways waiting for the stroke of midnight.
Engine running.
Put on the accelerator, but that wasn't to be the case. I think they're heading down now. I'm hearing reports from people sort of heading down on their way now, which is lovely.
How dependent is your business on tourism from Melbourne? Have you been able to get by with the traffic from regional Victoria?
Yeah, look, during the lockdowns, the strict lockdowns, we were basically reliant on our loyal local customers and tradesmen. They got us through. Since regional Victoria has been opened up, we've gone back to our normal hours and they've, you know, sustained us and a lot of the other businesses both here in Apollo Bay and along the Great Ocean Road. So it is going to be nice to see some faces from Melbourne down coming down as well, and hopefully getting back to what I think everybody's now referring to as the new normal.
I believe you were offering a bit of an inducement to people from Melbourne, something along the lines of free tea and coffee if you can show that you were from Melbourne. Has anyone actually taken up that offer yet?
Well, we did that for between 2 and 6. I just thought if anyone is coming down and they need a coffee, whether or not they're staying in Apollo Bay or travelling a lot beyond on the Great Ocean Road to Warrnambool, Port Ferry, places like that, I was more than happy to give them a free cup of coffee, but unfortunately nobody took us up on the offer. We got our first customer at 10 past 5.
And were they from Melbourne?
One was from Melbourne and one was from Sydney.
Wow. What's the person from Sydney doing here with the borders closed?
I'm not quite sure. They looked as tired as I felt, so they weren't really up for a chat, to be perfectly honest.
And just with the whole ID checking thing, that's been a bit of a thing on businesses, hasn't it? The fact that you've had to check people's driver's license details to make sure they were from regional Victoria. And I think there's been quite a strict onus on business operators to do that with strict fines. So you'd be happy that that's now been waived?
Most definitely, most definitely. Although I do have to say, everybody that we approached were more than happy to get their licence out. It just became part of the normal, and 9 times out of 10 as we approached them, they had their licences out. So, and I've said this quite a few times during the pandemic with the changing tides of it, people have been really quick to adapt to whatever has been asked of them. So obviously, you know, we're seeing that the results of all that now with the numbers, but, you know, as new rules have been coming out of what people have got to do and what businesses have got to do, everyone's been, you know, really quick to get on board, which has been fantastic.
How does it affect your indoor seating, this whole social distancing thing? Are you able to have as many people as you did, or have you had to close down some of the tables?
No, we basically removed our indoor dining at the start of the first lockdown in March, and we haven't been able to put it back in. With the numbers that are allowed in our shop as being 10, we just aren't able to offer any indoor dining because obviously a lot of our trade is grab and go and takeaway. So we do have 4 tables out the front of our shop, which 2 of them are still closed off for social distancing. So we only really have the 2 outdoor tables. And I guess we're probably a bit fortunate in that regard that we are a takeaway type establishment. I'm not quite sure. I can't see us putting the chairs and tables back in for any time soon.
Well, thank you for being on the program. Are you going off now to get some sleep?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm ready for dinner now. I've been up that early. I'll be jet-lagged by tonight, I think.
Thank you very much. Good luck. I really hope it goes well. I'll be probably coming down very soon for a scallop pie.
Good on you, Mitchell. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally Cannon. They're the owner of the Apollo Bay Bakery.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.